July 28th, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. After obedience, what? And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side, Mark 6:45-52. We are apt to imagine that if Jesus Christ constrains us and we obey him, he will lead us to great success. We must never put our dreams of success as God's purpose for us. His purpose may be exactly the opposite. We have an idea that God is leading us to a particular end, a desired goal. He is not. The question of getting to a particular end is a mere incident. What we call the process, God calls the end. What is my dream of God's purpose? His purpose is that I depend on him and on his power now. If I can stay in the middle of the turmoil, calm and unperplexed, that is the end of the purpose of God. God is not working towards a particular finish. His end is the process. That I see him walking on the waves, no shore in sight, no success, no goal, just the absolute certainty that it is all right because I see him walking on the sea. It is the process, not the end, which is glorifying to God. God's timing is for now, not presently. His purpose is for this minute, not for something in the future. We have nothing to do with the afterwards of obedience. We get wrong when we think on the afterwards. What men call training and preparation, God calls the end. God's end is to enable me to see that he can walk on the chaos of my life just now. If we have a further end in view, we do not pay sufficient attention to the immediate present. If we realize that obedience is the end, then each moment as it comes is precious. That's the end of Oswald's words. But how true it seems to be, and just as the disciples who cried out, Master, save us, when they were crossing the sea and the storm came up in the night and the Master was asleep. How human it is for us to worry about the difficulties and trials and turmoils and hard times in our lives. And yet when the Master is in the boat, it can't go down. If we could just get a hold of that one simple concept, that the Master is within us, we can't sink or drown. He will see us through, not necessarily without turmoil and struggle and difficulty. But oh, what pleasure we could bring to him if in our deepest, greatest moment of trial and tribulation, we could smile and say joyously, thank you, God. I don't know what you're doing, but I know whatever it is to bring me closer to yourself and to improve our relationship and draw us closer to each other. We often want to project into the future and have some kind of a goal. Part of it is our society, I believe, and part of it is just our human nature. We need to feel some significance, and that significance is in doing things and accomplishing something. And we tend to project that onto God, that he wants us to do something in order to impress him or to earn his favor. And he could care less about our doing. He simply wants our total attention and our total affection in the moment. Most of us have heard the saying, it is not the destination, but the journey that matters. If we hurry to get to a destination, but we make everyone uncomfortable in the process and make the journey a miserable experience, it really makes the destination not so sweet at all. And yet, if we could view every event in every day of our lives as an opportunity to focus on this piece of the journey and see God in each piece of this journey and let his life be manifest through us in this moment, each moment, we'd be amazed at how our yesterdays become glorious as our tomorrows are all affected by what we do today.